all nations. It's about people spotting the difference in us and the difference that we make to the world around us as well. Now, it's interesting because when we read about being salt and light, that is who God says that we are. And we have to choose to be salt and light in every situation. And they're really bold statements to say, because salt, as we discovered, is really, really valuable and has lots and lots of uses. But I want to just read a little quote by someone called R.T. France. When he was talking about salt and light, he said, "Each is essential, but it has its necessary effect on its environment only if it's both distinctive from it and yet fully involved in it. So disciples must function in society as an alternative and challenging community. It is by their visible goodness that they will bring glory to God who has made them." So we need to be distinctive but fully involved in the world around us. And as useful as salt is, when we had the packet in the crisps without opening it, it didn't come into contact with it. It didn't make a difference. Salt must come into contact with food if it's going to flavour it. It must be rubbed into meat if it's going to preserve it. It must come into contact with a wound if it's going to heal it. And in the same way, we need to make a difference to the world by being part of it, but being distinct. And what about light? God sees us as lights in the world, and light can shine best in the darkest places. We need to be part of the world that we're trying to make a difference to. We need to be part of the community. We need to love those around us. We need to mix with all sorts of people. Jesus was criticized for the people that he mixed with, but they were the people to whom he made the biggest difference. So to finish, God's view of who we are is that we are salt and that we are light. Essentially, we are Christ to the world. So Jesus, who says, "I am the light of the world," now says to his followers, "You are lights to the world." This shows us an incredible truth about who God thinks we are. So we're meant to be light of the world. We're meant to be salt of the earth. We are Christ's hands and feet. We are meant to make a difference, and the world around us should see the difference that we make. So let's think of creative ways, which we're going to do after the service in the meeting. We're going to think of creative ways in which we can do that. And we're going to close our service by